And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices jumped more than 1% on Monday, pulling along other precious metals with it, supported by a retreat in the dollar and U.S. Treasury yields, reports CNBC. A combination of bond yields remaining tame and the dollar under pressure, the amount of fiscal and monetary stimulus that we've had in this market, all of those factors continue to drive gold and silver prices higher, said David Meager, director of metals trading at High Ridge Futures. We need to see gold get above $1,800 level and sustain it for a bit, and then we could be off to the races for $2,000 gold. Well, last week, the U.S. government announced the jumping-off point for the most daring investments in history of the world, reports Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. That's what Joe Biden calls the 2020 COVID-19 relief programs and the 2021 follow-up on infrastructure, family support, and climate change boondoggles investments, he says. Since March of 2020, the total to be invested by public officials is now rising toward $10 trillion. The fib from the White House is that the rich will pay the costs. So what is the return on government investment? Well, nobody knows, but few investors would want to find out with their own money. Well, skyrocketing lumber prices have tripled over the last 12 months and driven the price of an average single-family home to rise by $35,800, according to new analysts by the National Association of Home Builders, reports Zero Hedge. The logging operation, shipment of logs to the mill, the shipping of the finished product, and getting workers back on the job, it's not like flipping on a switch to bring those things back online, said Dustin Halbert, senior economist and lumber industry specialist at Fast Markets. This lumber price hike has also added $13,000 to the market value of the average new multifamily home. This translates into households paying $119 a month more to rent a new apartment, the association said. Los Angeles County reported no deaths from COVID-19 this past Sunday, a stunning turnaround for California's most populous district, which has suffered 23,915 fatalities since the pandemic began, reports the Daily Mail. It's the first time in 410 days that the county has not reported at least one COVID fatality. Health officials reported 313 new cases and 410 hospitalization Sunday in the county and has a population of more than 10 million. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.